Chapter 16.
I thought you said this guy was supposed to be tough, I joked as I looked down at Orglan's torso.
You're lucky you can talk to fish, Panther Man,
Leah teased as her nose scrunched up.
Or else we'd probably be the ones laying there without our heads.
We don't know if it was a fish, I shrugged. It could have been a turtle or a frog or even a bird. The possibilities are endless.
I just wish you hadn't done that while my tongue was still around his throat. Ugh, I'm gonna have the taste of his blood in my mouth for weeks.
I guess you'll have to break out the extra strength Listerine, I said with a wink. Besides, iron's supposed to be good for you.
Ugh, this definitely doesn't taste like iron. I don't know exactly what it tastes like, but it isn't iron.
I pressed my bottom paw up against Orglan's torso, and then gave it a light shove. It rolled across the uneven top of the rock for a few rotations until, finally, it went over the side and plopped down into the water.
Is this real?
One of the voices in the lake asked.
Is Orglan dead?
You tell me, I said as I nodded to the body. He looks pretty damn dead to me.
What happens now? Another voice asked. Who will we fear and bow down to now?
You don't need to fear or bow down to anyone,
I explained, before I turned to the blonde woman beside me and smiled.
In fact, the person I'm putting in charge of this territory is the least scary person I can think of.
Wait, Carter, you can't be serious. I'm not even out of college yet.
I'm not saying you have to swim around the greater waterways of the Midwest like Orglan did. But since I killed the bastard, I'm in charge of all his former territory. And as you just saw, I'm not exactly built for the water.
You're a cat,
Leah smirked.
I'm surprised you got in the water at all.
You know, that's actually an old wives' tale. Cats are fine in water as long as they want to be in it.
You didn't look like you wanted to be in it.
Somebody's got to do it, though, I said with a shrug. And who better than an amphibious woman who can swim faster than Michael Phelps and Mark Spitz combined?
Let me think about it. That's not something I want to just... Oh, shit, are Ada and Janine all right?
Leah and I both turned back to face the shore, where we saw pure chaos. Several of the OLG cultists were now fleeing into the woods, but Ada was hot on their tails. I watched as the succubus plucked a cultist's head from his shoulders, and then she launched it like a fastball at a second poor bastard. Meanwhile, Janine stood amongst several dozen muck-dweller bodies. The redhead's clothes and glasses were soaked with the slimy goo the creature's bodies produced, and she held one poisonous spike in each hand like she was frickin' Rambo.
They seem more than all right. We should probably get in a little closer to tell for sure, though.
Leah and I both slid down into the water and then began our short swim back to the shore. I could feel a cold sting on my shoulder from where Orglan had torn off a chunk of my skin, and in that moment my mind couldn't help but wander to the different types of dirt and bacteria that were surely in this lake. Thank fuck I had a healing factor. Leah and I emerged from the water and approached Janine cautiously. The redhead was taking long, exhausted breaths as we walked up to her, and there was a gleam in her eyes, the likes of which I'd never seen before.
Janine? You all right?
Suddenly, it was like a switch was flipped in Janine's head. Her body posture straightened up as her mouth twisted into a smile, and her eyes lost their murderous glint. Then the redhead dropped both the deadly spikes onto the ground before she wiped a bit of goo off her hands and onto her pants.
I am golden!
She said with a hint of snark.
I'm covered with blood and goo, but otherwise I'm great.
Did you kill all of these?
I asked as I observed the body count of the muck dwellers.
You don't have any sort of combat training at all.
They're muck dwellers, Carter. It doesn't require much to outsmart them, and it really doesn't take much to kill them when you have luck on your side.
I'm glad we do.
I nodded to the beautiful archaeology student.
I don't know where we'd be without your powers.
Leah wouldn't have made that awesome trick shot with her tongue. Sure I would have.
Leah placed her hands on her hips and furrowed her brow.
That was 100% skill. I doubt you'd be able to do it again.
Janine winked.
Not without a bit of luck.
That's right, you bunch of maggot-eating carpetbaggers.
Ada's voice echoed throughout the forest.
If we ever see you in this part of town again, you're dead.
A few seconds later, Ada came through the tree line under the power of her wings, and the succubus floated over to our position and landed with a soft grace on the grass. Ada's body was completely covered in blood, to the point where I couldn't even see the color of her skin or her clothes through the thin layer of crimson.
I'm assuming some of them escaped, I asked with a raised eyebrow.
I killed everyone I wished to kill,
Ada nodded.
But I let 3 cultists go on purpose. If I really wanted to, I could have easily flown down and sliced open their jugulars.
Why would you let them go on purpose? Won't they go tell their cult about what happened?
That's exactly why I let them go, love. We want word getting around about this. Now Orglin is gone, and Carter Hatfield owns all his old territory. A rise in power like this is quite unheard of in the paranormal world.
Wouldn't that be more reason to not broadcast what happened here? Every single paranormal entity in the Midwest is going to be looking for Carter even more now.
Yes, they will,
the succubus said with a devilish grin.
Both friends and foes.
Friends? You really think there's a bunch of paranormal entities out there who want to be my friends? I thought you said I was the deadliest creature of them all.
You are!
Janine nodded.
By quite a bit.
We are quickly reaching a tipping point. Most werepanthers fall under the radar because, well, they get sacrificed at a young age. Now that you're making a name for yourself, though, you've proven you're not going away anytime soon. So every entity in the world is going to have to make a choice as to whether or not they want to be your enemy or your friend.
Hopefully we have more friends than enemies,
Janine said, as she wiped a bit of goo off her glasses.
That's optimistic thinking, love,
Ada said with a frown.
There will almost surely be more enemies than allies, but that's okay.
That's okay? I asked with a slight inflection for effect.
Div and Orglin were examples of what happens to our enemies. You become our ally, or you will die. Plain and simple.
Damn, that sounded kind of hardcore, even for Ada. Still, she was right. Word of Orglan's death would spread even quicker than Div's, and that meant more people would know I was out here building up my territory. I just hoped all of the monsters we faced were as easy as these last two. We should get going, I said after a moment or two of silence. I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to be here when the cops arrive. There's going to be a lot of questions, and I don't really feel like answering them.
Should I call in the cleaner? He could make this place look even better than it was when we got here.
I'd eat them, but my stomach is so full, I think something as small as a raisin might make me explode. Wait.
Janine shook her head as her eyes widened.
Did you say eat them?
Oh, I guess I didn't tell you guys. That's one of Leah's polyworm powers. She can open up her jaw like a snake and dine on human flesh. Ada's lips curved into a wide smile, and Janine looked like she had just heard the best news of her life.
I'd show you,
Leah offered the obviously horrified Janine.
But I'm not hungry right now. At all. I hope you do, eventually. I can't even imagine how such a thing is possible.
Maybe call the cleaner, I said to Ada. The last thing we need is more OLG bodies found.
I'll do it the second we get back to the lounge,
Ada said with a nod. Change me back first, I said as I laid down on my tummy. This shoulder injury is starting to hurt like a bitch. Janine, Ada, and Leah all walked over to me and began to scratch me like a house cat. And I let out a long, deep purr as their hands caressed my back, behind my ears, and near my rump. Before long, a happy, calm sensation overtook my body, and I felt myself turning back into my human form. Once I was back to my human form, the four of us started through the trees. We tried to follow the same path that we'd taken to get here, but we got lost once along the way. Thankfully, Ada was able to just fly up into the sky and peek out over the entire woods. And she was eventually able to figure out Cincy's jewel was just south of where we were located. I really wish we'd driven, I said, as I doubled over and placed my hands on my thighs. This is a really long walk.
I don't think Orglin would have responded if we were in a car. That's more of a thing a guy like Toby would be into.
Janine rolled her eyes.
Don't even mention that knuckle dragger.
After a short break, we started up again. We stepped through rocks, twigs, and soggy grass as we plodded onward, and as our footsteps squished and cracked, I was glad it was the dead of night.
Hold on.
Leah suddenly stopped and held up her hand.
Is it just me, or is Carter not making any noise?
What are you talking about? My feet are all wet and covered with mud, and I know I've been stepping on twigs because they hurt like a bitch on my bare feet.
No.
Leah shook her head.
You might be walking through all that, but I don't think you're making any sounds. Here, everybody stop.
Ada, Janine, and I all stopped in place, and Leah walked over to my position. She then bent down, picked up a large twig, and placed it in front of my body. The blonde woman lifted up her foot and stomped on the twig, which made a snapping noise as it broke in two. Leah nodded in satisfaction before she grabbed another stick and placed it in the exact same spot.
Now, you.
Come on, Leah, how would that even work? I don't think werepanthers can defy the laws of physics. At least, I don't think they can.
Then try it.
The blonde woman nodded. Okay, fine. I guess I'd test out Leah's hypothesis. She was the scientist of the group, after all. I raised up my right foot, took aim at the branch, and then stomped down as hard as I could. A slight jolt of pain shot through my bare heel as it slammed into the stick, and the wood snapped under my foot. However, there was no noise. What the fuck? No, let's try that again. It was probably just too wet of a stick or something. Leah grabbed me another branch, and I proceeded to perform the action once more. Again, no sound.
There's a big patch of mud just over there. We can test that out, too.
Leah led the four of us over to a small spot that glistened with wet, dark brown mud. She cautiously stepped into the wet patch, which let out a satisfying squish underneath her shoes. And then the polywarm stepped away and motioned for me to mirror her actions. I stepped into the mud, and every inch of my foot tingled from its cold, wet embrace. Still, no sound. Okay, what the shit is going on? Ada, Janine?
I've read about how werepanthers are stealthy creatures, but I never thought that meant they actually physically couldn't make noise when they walked.
Holy shit, I'm like a ninja! I clapped my hands together and laughed. This whole werepanther thing just keeps getting better and better.
I'm not surprised.
Ada shrugged.
You did kill Orglan, after all. You were due to get some sort of special powers from your victory.
So I could now talk to animals and sneak around without making a sound, on top of my healing factor, heightened senses, and enhanced physical abilities. Being a werepanther was fucking awesome, even if everyone and their mother wanted to kill me because of it. The four of us pushed forward for another hour or so, and the whole way my footfalls didn't make a single sound. Finally, we got to the city streets and soon arrived at the familiar sight of the dinky neon sign of Cincy's Jewel. Oh, man. What a fucking day.
It's almost over. Literally, I think the sun's going to be coming up in like an hour. And I fully intend to be snoozing in bed when that happens.
Speaking of which, where can Leah crash? She's staying with us for the time being.
Not in our bed, I assume?
Ada said with a purr and a wink as she looked Leah up and down.
What a pity.
There was an air mattress in one of the closets. I'll go blow that up first thing when we get there. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I want to get back to Ada's place. I'm exhausted.
Tell me about it. Oh, I can sleep for a week.
I just can't wait until the renovations are complete. Then we can just hang out here all day and go straight to bed.
This place is going to be great when all is said and done. I nodded. It really is going to be the jewel of Cincinnati.
If you don't bankrupt me first, love.
Ada teased.
I can see why Div skimped so much on this place. It's turning into quite the money pit.
You know...
Leah spoke up as she crossed her arms across her chest.
Becca and Valerie might be able to help with that.
How so? I'm all ears, my dear.
Well, Becca is phenomenal with numbers. I've seen that woman make calculations in her head faster than even a computer could. If we let her see your finances, she could easily help you make a budget. For payment, of course.
Of course. And what about Valerie? I'm not going to pay her for moral support.
She's a marketing major, Ada.
Leah smiled.
With her brilliant mind, she can have Cincy's Jewel be the talk of the frickin' town in no time flat.
For payment, of course.
Ada repeated with a smirk.
What do you think, Mr. Owner?
I love that idea. I nodded. We need all the help we can get. Maybe don't tell them about the whole werepanther thing yet, though.
I'll be sure not to include it in the orientation.
Leah winked.
Though I can't promise I won't put it into their mandatory 6-month training.
Fair enough. If they haven't figured it out by 6 months, we might as well tell them.
Just imagine. Our two clubs becoming actual staples of the Cincy night scene. People flocking in from all over the country just to see what we have to offer. It sounds lovely.
It really does. We need to get them on that ASAP.
Does this mean we have to put Tony and Paul through orientation? I don't think Paul will like that.
Ah, just give him a Sudoku puzzle as part of the training and he'll be golden.
I hope so. Now that I know he carries around a giant fucking gun, I want to stay on his good side.
The night is young, dears. Shall we retire to our quarters?
As long as somebody promises to keep me awake. I don't want to fall asleep driving and kill us all.
Wouldn't that be ironic? We survive a deadly paranormal creature only to die in a car accident.
I'll keep him awake. If worse comes to worst, I've got some special tricks up my sleeves.
As the four of us headed to the parking lot and to the car, my mind couldn't help but think over what Leah had just said. We'd survived two major paranormal powers, though both of them came very close to killing us. Now that the viral video of me kicking ass was out there, and with Valerie's mind getting set to create all sorts of marketing campaigns, there was no hiding anymore. My eyes were somewhat heavy as I drove the yellow Hummer back to Ada's nightclub, but I was able to stay awake for the entirety of the trip. Thankfully, it was late enough that there were only a few other cars on the road, and none of them seemed to pay too much attention to our vehicle as it made its way through the streets of Cincinnati. Eventually, we pulled into the parking lot adjacent to Ada's place, and the succubus and Janine both quickly hopped out of the vehicle.
So, this is where you live now?
Leah asked with a raised eyebrow as she looked over the nightclub. Correction, this is where we live now. Unless you want to go back to your dorm room where the OLG knows you're staying now.
Ugh, and Toby. I'm sure that douchebag is just waiting for me to come back so he can give me shit. That's almost worse than the cultists.
So you'll stay here with us? I know this is kind of a rough area of town, but I promise it's much safer here.
Just as long as I don't have to sleep on a bar table. Or inside the car.
There's a giant California King upstairs. Plus a bunch of cots. Ada claims she keeps them around in case any of her patrons are too drunk to go home for the night. But I'm starting to think she's just like a hardcore camping fanatic or something.
Or something, all right. That sounds almost more comfortable than what I had in the dorm room.
Tell me about it, I said with a nod. Those standard beds they give us are fucking garbage. Ada and Janine were already at the door of the nightclub, and both of the beautiful women yawned as they entered through the door of the establishment. Leah and I both slipped out of the vehicle, clicked the lock button, and then headed inside. The lights were already on when we got through the door, with Janine and Ada both standing there with happy gleams in their eyes.
As tired as I am,
I admitted, and then I took a whiff of my underarms. There's no way I'm going to bed yet. All that fighting and trudging through the forest made me all hot and sweaty.
Do you have a shower here? Or does Ada just spray you down with a hose in the alleyway?
Ha ha. The upstairs has full bathroom facilities, including a giant locker room style shower. Leah trailed off and then looked at Ada.
What do you need that for?
For getting clean after a long day of killing.
The succubus shrugged.
And for some recreational activities as well. There's plenty of room in there if you want to join us.
Leah's eyes grew wide at the suggestion, and a bit of pink blush crept up her face. The blonde woman looked down at her own clothes, which were filthy with mud and torn up from the battle we had just endured. When Leah looked back up at me, though, her sapphire eyes were glowing with intensity.
Join you? I haven't had to take a shower in front of other people since I was on the volleyball team in high school.
You're not showering in front of us, love. You'd be showering with us. Besides, we're all a bit hot and bothered after making you croak the second time. You can't leave us hanging after we got you off.
I guess.
The blonde started.
Come on, Ada.
Janine argued with pink cheeks.
I know the two of us are cool with that, but Leah hasn't even been with us for 24 hours yet. We don't need to pressure her into doing anything like that yet.
It'll be fun, though.
Ada purred, and then her emerald eyes shifted over in my direction.
Besides, it's just a shower. And maybe some touching and kissing.
I know you and Janine helped me with that croaking, but I've never with other girls before.
That is what will make it fun, my dear.
Ada winked.
And it's nothing the three of us hadn't seen before.
As Ada spoke, I could smell the succulent honeydew scent of her arousal. She may have been playing it coy, but I could see right through her charade. Then again, I wasn't going to try and interfere.
Ada!
Janine rolled her eyes and then turned to Leah.
We can always let you go first, and then we'll shower once you're done.
Where's the fun in that?
Ada frowned.
I'm sure it would make Carter very, very happy, wouldn't it?
I mean, yeah. I shrugged as I tried to play it cool. I'd be really down for that. Still, my heart was racing at 1,000 beats per minute, and the blood was pumping down into my manhood.
See?
Ada now had a twinge of innocence in her voice, almost like she was begging.
Our big, strong werepanther needs a reward after such a horrific fight. Doesn't seeing our three voluptuous, soapy bodies as we bathe each other sound like it would be the perfect prize? Anyways, I'll see you three in the showers.
The leather-clad succubus strode away, and my eyes fixated on her curvy hips as they sashayed back and forth and caused her ass to jiggle. Yeah, I was definitely getting in the shower now.
Go ahead, Carter,
Janine said, as she looked between Ada and I.
I'll talk to Leah, and we'll figure out what to do from here.
My manhood sprang to attention at the mere thought of showering with the beautiful women, but I quickly tried to quell it. The last thing I needed was to have a stiffy while I was trying to walk up the stairs. I walked over to the stairs that led to the upper part of the nightclub, and then I ascended them as fast as I could. I continued down the hallway for a few minutes before, finally, I came to the threshold of the bathroom. As I walked inside, I was instantly greeted by the pristine white tile that lined both the floors and the walls of the room, and were held together by a slightly dark gray grout. There were 10 simple porcelain sinks, each with a mirror above them, lined up against the left wall as we walked. On the other side were a bunch of private bathroom stalls that all had a simple brown door and a silver handle, though I hadn't been inside any of them yet. Finally, at the very far end of the bathroom, were the showers. A dozen chrome showerheads were installed 7 feet up high on the walls, and there were several small cubbies to put your toiletries in while you cleaned yourself up. I could hear the water as it splashed against the tile floor, and sure enough, I looked up to see Ada standing underneath one of the faucets. The succubus's leather top, pants, and boots had been tossed across the room to the other side. Then she ran her hands back through her dark locks as she let the water run down her amazing body. Ada's massive wet breasts glistened and jiggled as she moved, and my cock felt like it was about to burst out through its fabric prison. I still have no idea why you have an open shower concept, I mused as I walked toward the succubus.
How else do you have orgies?
Ada purred without opening her eyes.
This is the perfect spot, actually. It has a great pornographic ambiance, and once the deed is done, you just spray down everything and you're good to go.
I wouldn't get your hopes up about the orgy, I chuckled as I slid my hands into my waistband. Leah and Janine are still both downstairs talking. I don't think your lust magic will reach that far.
Oh, Carter.
Ada clicked her tongue as she finally opened her eyes and stared at me.
I wasn't using my lust magic on either of them. That little blonde tart was thinking about joining us all on her own. The dirty girl. Did you hear her croak when you fingered her? She's coming up here for sure.
I pulled my spandex shorts down to my legs and then flicked them across the room with the force of a shot put thrower. I guess it's just the two of us for now, I said, as my cock rose to meet her gaze.
There's the thing I like to see.
Ada sighed as she licked her lips and looked down at my erection.
Now, get over here so we can start cleaning each other up.
Ada turned the knob beside her to the left, and there was the sound of screaming pipes as water began to spray out in a shower formation from the head above. The succubus grabbed a bar of soap from a nearby caddy and immediately started to drag it across her body in short, rapid motions. My cock jumped up to full mast as I watched Ada lather up her massive breasts, stomach, arms, and every other part of her perfect body. Here, I offered as I held out my hand. Let me help you.
Now we're talking.
The succubus's mouth twisted into a wide smile. Ada didn't hesitate. She handed me the wet bar of soap, so I got to work cleaning her up. I lathered up her soft back, and then I made sure to get her curvy ass and the sides of her naked body.
When she turned back around, I looked Ada deep in the eyes as I soaped up the rest of her perfect figure. I probably spent a little too much time on her voluptuous breasts, but in my mind there was no such thing. Once she was covered in soap, the demon woman reached out and picked up the shampoo bottle on the pedestal. She yanked it over into her hands, popped it open, and then squirted a bit into her palm. I watched happily as Ada sudsed up her hair, and then closed her eyes and stepped fully under the water. My manhood twitched with glee as the water ran down Ada's body and turned her supple flesh into a glistening beacon of carnal pleasure. Finally, when the soap was all gone, Ada beckoned to me with her finger.
Now it's my turn to help you,
Ada cooed, and then she grabbed the soap out of my hands. I just stood there and went along for the ride as the succubus began to clean me carefully. She lathered up my chest, arms, legs, and neck, along with every other part of my chiseled body. Of course, she saved my dick for last. When Ada's soft, soapy hands wrapped around my cock, I let out a satisfied moan. Ada just smiled devilishly in response, and then she began to clean me with soft, tender strokes. Every few seconds, she would switch it up and cup my balls, and waves of pleasure shot through my core. Oh, fuck! I growled as she jerked me off.
Attaboy. You really like getting cleaned, don't you?
I don't even know why you're doing that. Because the second I'm done, we're both gonna get dirty again. Ada's smile grew to be nearly a mile wide, and she bit her bottom lip as she continued to clean my cock. Finally, she stepped away and motioned for me to get under the water.
You'd better hurry then,
she said, as she looked at her non-existent watch.
It's starting to get late.
On the contrary, the night is still very young. I slid underneath the water and then rubbed the soap off my body as the warm water ran down my flesh. The shower felt like heaven on earth after the long, hard day we'd just had, though I knew it wasn't quite over yet.
Enjoying the show, were you? Don't be shy, dears. Come over and join us.
I opened my eyes and turned around to see Janine and Leah both standing in the doorway with their mouths agape. A mixture of intrigue and sultry excitement spread across the two women's faces, and after a brief hesitation, they stepped forward. You guys want to get clean too? I asked the two beautiful women. Because there's plenty of soap left over.
And you have two sets of hands willing to help.
Leah looked at Janine with a somewhat concerned expression, but the redhead simply gave her a smile and a nod. Then Janine stepped forward and placed her glasses on a nearby caddy. The redhead started to unbutton her torn-up jeans as she walked, and within seconds, her pants and lacy panties were down around her ankles, and she tossed them both to the side as I admired her freckled, manicured pussy and wide, full ass. Janine tugged her shirt over her head and then proceeded to undo the clasps of her blue bra, which fell away in an instant to reveal two teardrop-shaped breasts. The redhead's pastel pink nipples were erect, and I couldn't wait to give them a suck. Leah watched Janine with wide eyes, and her face flushed red as she glanced down at the ground, but she must have finally decided to join in on the fun. The blonde pulled her sweatshirt off, and her perky breasts were cupped tightly by the black, lacy bra that sat on her chest. Once her top was gone, the polyworm tugged down her leggings and panties at the same time, and I was graced by the glory of her tight, blonde slit. It was already wet with arousal, and I could smell her vanilla scent all the way across the room. Finally, Leah pulled her bra off her back and threw it away, and I got a full view of her great breasts. Was this really happening? I never in a million years would have thought something this amazing would happen to Carter fucking Hatfield. My eyes couldn't pull themselves away from Leah and Janine as they strutted over to the showers, turned the chrome knobs, and then let the warm water pour all over themselves. When the two beauties started to lather up their bodies, though, I felt the werepanther inside of me screaming to break out.
Here, darlings,
Ada cooed as she walked over to Janine.
Let us help you with that.
The succubus began to sensually rub her hands all over Janine's naked, wet body, and I felt like I was about to fucking explode without even being touched. Ada's fingers explored the redhead's back, her wide ass, narrow waist, and her perky breasts before they wrapped around Janine's neck.
Ada!
Janine bit her lip as she looked at the succubus right in the eyes.
What are you doing?
Making you dirty.
Ada winked, and then she pulled Janine's face against hers. The two women began to make out, while Leah and I just watched. Finally, I snapped out of my daze and stepped closer to the beautiful blonde woman beside me. "It looks like they're both occupied," I growled as I reached up and placed my hand on the back of Leah's head. "That means I get you first." I cupped my hand around Leah's wet, perfect ass as our lips met, and our tongues explored each other's mouths. Then I pulled Leah's naked body up against mine, and she instantly wrapped one hand around my dick and placed the other flat against my pecs. Leah tugged me softly as she traced around my pecs with her index finger, and I moaned with excitement at the sensation.
I swear, the warm water is somehow making it look even bigger.
I don't care how big it is, just as long as it's deep inside of you. Without any warning, I slapped my other hand around Leah's bottom and lifted her up into the air. She gasped as I turned us both around and placed her back up against the wall, but then her lips twisted into a 10-mile smile. Before she could say anything clever, I leaned in and began to circle her left nipple with my tongue, and she groaned as she pressed her head back into the tile wall.
Oh, wow. I already knew you were good with your tongue, but damn.
Get it, Carter.
Ada cackled, and I looked over to see she was down on her knees in front of Janine. I watched for a second more as Ada lifted Janine's right leg up over her shoulder and then buried her face in the redhead's pussy.
Oh, fuck!
Janine let out a groan of pleasure as she ran her hands through Ada's wet, dark locks, but her eyes never left Leah and I. I guess I needed to give her a show. I gave Leah's nipple a hard suck, followed by a soft bite, and then I repeated the process on the right one. Finally, I stood up so that I was looking the blonde woman right in the eyes, and I began to kiss her with the intensity of a typhoon. As we made out, I reached down, grabbed my firm erection, and then guided it right up into Leah's pussy. I didn't know if it was the water from the shower or her natural lubricant, but my cock slid into Leah as if there were no resistance at all. Both of us moaned as my cock pushed up into her velvet tunnel, which gripped me like a fucking vice. Eventually, I was able to bottom out against her cervix, and Leah let out a pathetic whimper in response. I'm already deep inside of you, I growled as I looked Leah in her sapphire eyes. Do you want me to go deeper?
Oh, yes!
She nearly screamed as her womanhood tightened around me.
Oh, rearrange my fucking guts, Carter!
Wish granted. I kept one arm underneath Leah's body, but I reached up with the other one and slid it behind her head. Then I leaned in and kissed Leah passionately as I began to pump in and out of her womanhood slowly. Her warm, wet pussy trembled with each thrust I made, and it didn't take long for me to start feeling the coil in my abdomen as it tightened up.
You're so damn tight,
I growled, and then I pushed myself into Leah as far as I could possibly go. The head of my dick rubbed against the walls of her pussy as I penetrated her, and my eyes rolled back in my head as a wave of pure pleasure washed over me. Then I got back to work. I made out with Leah as I increased the intensity of my thrusting, until I was practically slamming her into the wall. At first, I wondered if I was going too hard, but my concerns evaporated when I heard what came out of Leah's mouth next.
Harder!
She begged as her bottom lip trembled.
I want you to show me what those werepanther muscles can really do.
I pinned Leah up against the wall using my full body weight, and then started to pound her like a fucking jackhammer. As I did so, her eyes rolled back in her head, and her mouth fell open in a silent scream.
Ah, Jesus, fuck.
Janine moaned.
He's pounding her, Ada. I hope he's gonna do that to us next.
He will, love. We just have to be patient. Until then.
Janine let out a long, deep groan as Ada continued to eat her out, and the sound of her pleasure caused my balls to tighten up into my body, and my entire lower half suddenly went numb. Yeah, we were both about to hit the edge of the cliff here. Leah's pussy spasmed as her moans grew closer and closer together, until, finally, her whole body went rigid.
What's wrong? I asked rhetorically. Too much for you?
No. It's just that I think you're going to make me... Carter!
Leah's nails dug into my back as she leaned her head up against mine and let out an eardrum-shattering moan. Her tight tunnel spasmed like it was having a seizure, and the sensation put me over the edge.
Oh my god,
I growled as the coil hit its max tightness.
You're gonna make me come too, fuck! Both of our screams echoed through the showers as we orgasmed together. Leah's womanhood squeezed me tighter than a tube of toothpaste as my balls tensed. I braced myself up against the shower wall as my whole body started to shake, and then I achieved liftoff. I got lightheaded as a blanket of ecstasy covered my very being, and my cock flexed as it began to spray a gallon of my seed into Leah's hungry womb. Our orgasms both went on for a solid minute as we came together, and our moans grew more and more faint.
Oh, shit.
Leah sputtered as she came down from her high.
Shit, that was fucking great.
Yeah, I panted as I slid my half-mast erection out from her pussy. A bit of my seed trickled out from the safety of her labia, but she quickly rinsed it off with a spray of water.
At least we're in the shower,
Leah said through deep breaths.
It makes it way easier to wash off. No, you don't.
Ada's voice growled, and I looked over to see her crawling forward on her hands and knees. The succubus's giant breasts hung down and bounced as she moved forward, and I could already feel the warm sensation returning to my manhood. When Ada got over to Leah, she reached up, grabbed the blonde woman around her toned waist, and then licked her lips.
What are you... Ada! Are you gonna lick Carter's cum out of...
Don't worry about it, love. I'll do all the work. You just sit back and get ready for orgasm number two.
Before Leah could say another word, Ada's tongue was up against the lips of her labia. The succubus lapped up my semen as she dragged her tongue across Leah's sensitive lips, and the blonde woman began to moan happily as she watched it all go down. At the same time, I was already back at half-mast.
No fair!
Janine sighed and crossed her arms across her perky chest.
I didn't get to orgasm yet!
We can't have that, I said with a seductive growl. Let me help you. I moved over to the freckled beauty and started to caress her teardrop-shaped breasts with my left hand. Her nipples grew harder than diamonds as I tweaked them with my index finger and my thumb, and Janine's slender fingers suddenly wrapped around my swelling manhood. Janine gently jerked me off as the blood returned to my penis and turned it from half-mast back to full, and she purred as she felt it growing in her grasp.
Mm-hmm. We might as well start calling you the Energizer Bunny,
Janine winked.
Because you keep going and going and going. Not that I'm complaining.
I grabbed Janine's hips and pulled her into a passionate kiss as the water flowed down our bodies like two statues in a fountain. Our tongues intertwined as I squeezed her tight ass, and she responded by tracing her fingers along the sides of my six-pack. Finally, I couldn't take it anymore. I had to finish what Ada started. Turn around, I commanded, and then I gave her ass a playful slap. I'm gonna take you from behind.
Oh, yes, Mr. Nightclub owner.
Janine giggled, and then she turned, placed her arms up against the wall of the shower, bent her back, and jutted out her ass toward me. God damn, her pussy looked delicious. I quickly moved over to Janine and gripped one hand around her narrow waist, and then I wrapped my other hand around her chest so I could give her breast a sensual squeeze. Then I leaned in close so my cock was pressed up against the entrance of Janine's pussy, but I didn't push it in quite yet. It's a lounge, I corrected her with a whisper as I growled into her ear. Now, hold on tight. With that, I slowly thrust my hips forward, and Janine's delicate flower opened up and wrapped around my cock like a glove. Her pussy was sopping wet with excitement, and the muscles inside were already spasming, as if she was close to coming. Then again, she probably was. I'd had first-hand experience with Ada's tongue, and it was always a fucking magical experience. Oh, yes, I growled, as I pushed myself into Janine as far as I could possibly go. Euphoria overtook my body when her velvet tunnel spasmed around me, so I started to pump in and out of her from behind with soft, rhythmic motions.
Oh, God, Carter! Oh, it feels so good!
Oh, yes, it does, I gasped as my legs started to wobble. Oh, you're so damn tight! I glanced over to the other two women and saw they were both still having the times of their lives. Leah was now sitting down on the ground, though her upper body was leaning up against the shower wall. The warm water trickled all down her toned tummy and her perky little C-cups as she ran her hands through Ada's hair and moaned. Ada's face was still buried in Leah's pussy, though the succubus stroked the blonde woman's inner thighs as she ate all of my cum out of the blonde's pussy. The sight caused my fucking balls to tighten up into my body, and I just about exploded right then and there. I couldn't do that yet, though. I still needed to finish off Janine. I nibbled on the nape of Janine's neck as I fucked her from behind. Her ass jiggled against my pelvis each time I plowed into her, and a warm sensation crept into my abdomen as her moans grew shorter and more sporadic.
Oh, Carter!
The redhead gasped as she laid her forehead against the wall.
Carter, I... Oh, you're gonna make me... I'm gonna come... Oh, fuck!
Janine's body tensed up as she slapped the wall hard with her palms, and her velvet tunnel wrapped around me like a second skin. Her body trembled against the tile as water cascaded down her ruby-red locks, and she let out a powerful moan that echoed through the shower room. I was already on the verge of coming myself, and Janine's sound sent me over the edge. I dug my hands into her petite waist as a wave of pleasure washed over my very soul, and then the pressure in my balls released, so I let out a long, guttural groan as I shoved my cock as deep into Janine's pussy as I could.
I'm gonna fill you up!
I growled as my dick and balls began to pump a fucking gallon of my seed into her hot tunnel. I felt my whole body go numb as I came deep inside of the redhead, and my vision started to go white as I looked up at the ceiling and tensed my legs. My cock continued to unload inside of Janine for 10 more solid seconds, until finally my legs and back started to go numb from the effort. I pulled myself out of the redhead, and a mixture of her juices and my seed dribbled out onto her leg.
Go clean her up, love.
Ada's voice commanded, as she gave Leah one last lick.
What? I've never... What do you want me to do?
Clean her up.
The succubus said once more.
Don't overthink it. Just do to her what I just did to you. I don't know.
Leah trailed off. Ada stood up and sauntered over to Janine, and the succubus gave the redhead's ass a hard slap and let out a whistle as she watched it jiggle. Then Ada got down on her knees and spread Janine's pussy lips apart.
Don't you see it, Leah?
Ada purred as she licked her lips.
This is your final reward. It's Carter's baby batter. So warm and salty and delicious. Don't you want to come and get it? Don't you want dessert after a job well done?
I...
Leah trailed off as a blush filled her cheeks.
Please, do it for Carter.
She doesn't have to if she doesn't want to.
But she does, though, don't you, Leah? Don't you just want to taste Janine and Carter mixed together?
I can try.
Leah crawled over to Janine across the shower tile and looked at the redhead's dripping wet pussy. Finally, she took a deep breath, stuck out her tongue, and began to drag it along Janine's labia in a circular pattern.
Oh, that's great, Leah.
Doesn't it taste good?
Ada purred into Leah's ear after she'd licked Janine's pussy for about 10 seconds.
Don't you just love the taste of Carter's spunk gushing out of Janine's tight little tunnel?
Oh, yes.
The blonde moaned between licks.
Oh, fuck.
Janine sighed as her eyes rolled back into her head.
Don't forget to use that long tongue of yours. Get all up in that lucky girl's pussy. Swab it all out and drink it all up.
Leah whined, and then the three of us gasped as her long tongue began to slide deeper into my redhead lover.
Oh, wow. Oh, God. Oh, that's... this is incredible. Oh, your tongue, Leah.
Keep at it.
Ada ordered the blonde, and then she gave her a soft peck on the cheek.
You've still got some werepanther sperm in that tight little pussy of yours I need to taste. And Carter... you can take care of me while I'm cleaning your latest lover up.
Before I could even reply, Ada flopped down onto her back and then wiggled ever so slightly until she was beneath Leah's legs. The succubus giggled as she looked up at the blonde's pussy, but then she moved her head forward and began to lick it softly. Leah let out a satisfied moan as she both gave and received pleasure, and I was hard as a rock once more. When I looked down at Ada's swollen, shaved pussy, I didn't need any further instructions. I lowered myself down onto my knees, moved over to the succubus, and spread her legs apart wide. Then I grabbed onto my erection and pressed its head up against the succubus's labia, which caused her to moan with excitement. Finally, I went in for the kill. I pushed my cock inside of Ada, and the succubus's pussy locked around me with its death grip.
Oh, fucking hell. I'll never get used to how goddamn good your pussy feels.
Mm.
Ada purred, as her legs wrapped around my waist and pulled me in deeper, and soon I felt myself bottom out inside her velvet tunnel. Ada's hands squeezed Leah's ass as she ate the blonde woman out, all while Leah herself pleasured Janine. The sight of the three women enjoying each other's bodies was enough to send me over the edge, so I used every ounce of my willpower to hold back my orgasm. I knew how Ada liked it, so I didn't even pretend like I was going to take it slow. I pulled myself about halfway out of her vice-like womanhood before I took a deep breath and slammed myself back in with the force of a fucking hurricane. Ada's muffled voice moaned.
Oh, God, it's hot to watch you fuck Ada like that.
Janine whimpered as she bit her bottom lip.
I can do it to you next time, too,
I promised as I looked up at the redhead. I didn't know if it was the promise I'd just made or if Leah was just doing a really fucking good job, but Janine's entire body went rigid. Then she leaned back as her mouth fell open, but all that came out was a whimper. Meanwhile, I proceeded to pound in and out of Ada's tight tunnel. Her massive breasts jiggled with each thrust of my hips, and the warm coil in my stomach tightened to new levels of rigidness. Ada's pussy spasmed as it tried to hold me in its grasp, but my werepanther muscles were too much. I pulled out of her completely before I pressed my cock against her opening, and it felt tighter than a fly's mouth. When I pushed myself back into her womanhood, Ada let out a long, deep moan. Her hands dug into Leah's tight ass as she began to tremble, and I knew Ada was just about done for. I continued to pound her hard until, finally, her legs wrapped around me and pulled me as deeply inside of her body as I could possibly go. Ada let out a whimper, which then turned into an earth-shaking moan. The succubus's pussy wrapped around me in a death grip as she orgasmed, and the sensation sent me over the fucking wall.
Oh, Ada,
I moaned as I placed my hand on her soft belly.
I'm gonna fill you with my seed.
Yes.
Her muffled voice screamed into Leah's pussy.
Fill me up, Carter. Put your werepanther seed into my womb.
Ada's womanhood held me tight, and then the coil snapped. At the same time, Janine and Leah both stopped what they were doing and let out long, powerful moans of ecstasy. My eyes rolled back in my head as my balls began to quiver, and then I nearly screamed as I began to unload my semen into Ada's tightness. I gripped her hips as my vision tunneled, but I stayed conscious while the succubus's pussy sucked each and every drop of my seed up into her puckered cervix. Finally, after all four of our orgasms had faded, we collapsed into a soaking wet heap as the hot water rained down on us.
Oh, holy fuck! Do you guys do this every day? Not every day, love,
Ada said through a few labored breaths.
But I hope to make it a common occurrence.
Fuck, I hope we do, I said with a smile. I could do this every fucking day, multiple times, too.
Maybe not that often. I don't think my body could handle so much abuse. You say abuse, but I say pleasure.
The four of us laid there for a bit, with the water pouring down on top of us as we recovered. After a few more minutes, though, we were finally able to stand back up and proceed with our original cleaning plans. We washed each other off, and it was a sensual experience that got us a bit hot and bothered again. But the toll of our exhaustion was starting to show. All of us had wobbly knees, and the bags under my eyes felt large enough to hold Bernie Madoff's shredded receipts.
There,
I said with a sigh as I turned the water off. That should do it for now?
Until next time.
Leah winked.
Now, do I get to sleep in the bed with you, or...
Do you want to sleep in the main bed? I asked, as I pulled on a fresh pair of spandex and hoisted them up to my waist. Or do you prefer the cot?
You're sleeping with us, love,
Ada said to Leah, without missing a beat.
Don't be ridiculous. Are you sure?
She asked, as she bit her bottom lip.
I know, I'm, like, new with this.
It's a huge bed, I said with a wave of my hand. You'll fit for sure, especially if you cuddle up close to me.
Do y'all?
Leah nodded as she walked over and picked a white body towel out from a nearby shelf.
Just don't let either of them accidentally hit me in their sleep.
Done. I nodded as I held out my arm. Ada and Leah both took one arm and Janine took Leah's. As we walked out of the shower, arm in arm, I couldn't help but think back to all the crazy shit that had happened the last few days, and how it had already changed our lives. We had a brand new member of the team, a woman who had some really badass skills, both physically and mentally, and who was loyal to a fucking fault. I also thought about how Orglan was dead now, and that meant the entire Midwest system of lakes, rivers, and ponds was up for grabs. But that also reminded me of how there would be other paranormal entities who wanted to fill that power void. Even so, I knew I'd be ready for them. And with a gorgeous, genius scientist Polywarm on my side, our team was now even more unstoppable. End of book 2.